Welcome to this week's episode of Paranormal United States. This is episode 26, Montana.
Yes, and what we're going to talk about today is a place that was the territorial capital of Montana back in 1864. It's a ghost town, so following on slightly from Missouri, where you talked about a ghost town. This is a ghost town as well. And this is a place called Bannock. It was founded in 1862 and was named after the local Bannock Indians. Bannock was the site of a major gold discovery in 1962. And as I just mentioned, served as the capital of Montana Territory back in 1864 until the capital was moved to Virginia City in Montana. So Bannock continued as a mining town, though with a dwindling population, and the last residents left in the 70s. So this is like a proper ghost town.
Oh, so no one lives there?
No one lives there now. But at its peak, Bannock had a population of about 10,000. It was super remote. It was connected to the rest of the world only by the Montana Trail. There were three hotels, three bakeries, three blacksmith shops, two stables, two meat markets, a grocery store, a restaurant, a brewery, a billiard hall, and four saloons. Though the businesses were built of logs, some had decoratively false fronts. So here is one of the buildings, Hotel Meade, which I'll come on to very shortly. So a little bit more about the history of Bannock, just to give you an idea of the kind of place it was. Among the town's founders was the sheriff called Henry Plummer. So he used to run the place, and as you can imagine, if there's 10,000 people there, gold rush times, it was a bit ropey. There was a few dodgy people, and the sheriff, Henry Plummer, was accused by some of secretly leading a ruthless band of road agents, with early accounts claiming that his gang was responsible for over 100 murders in Virginia City and Bannock. So because the history was a bit ropey back then, there was only 8 deaths that were actually documented. Some modern historians have called into question the exact nature of the gang, while others actually deny the existence of the gang altogether. But Plummer and two compatriots, both deputies, were hanged without trial at Bannock in 1864. Because he was so corrupt, and a number of his associates were lynched and others banished on pain of death if they ever returned. 22 individuals were accused, formally tried and hanged by the Vigilance Committee. They were also called the Montana Vigilantes of Bannock. So there's a lot of gang-related murders, a lot of deaths there. Which brings us on nicely to Hotel Meade. Hotel Meade was one of the original hotels back in the day, and it has its fair share of paranormal activity. So, for example, it has some auditory activity. So, in Hotel Meade, there are sounds of crying children that have been heard. These could be impressions perhaps left over from the days when the building was used as a hospital. As we've seen in other states, a lot of hospitals have had trauma, a lot of traumatic deaths, and it seems to hold quite a lot of residual energy of spirits and things that happened back in the day. Or it may be the entities of children who died there in the hospital are still residents, who knows. If there are some psychic impressions there, perhaps they might also be left over from days of the Native American attack scare, when some children were put into hotels as safes, and they were actually put in the hotel safes as well for to keep them out of harm's way. So obviously a lot of kids died as a result of that, and a lot of crying has been heard. Ghost Adventures went to Bannock and they heard a lot of crying children, so it has been documented quite a lot over the years. There's also a spirit by the name of Dorothy Dunn. She first appeared as a spirit to her best friend, who was with her on the day when they decided to go swimming, and Dorothy unfortunately drowned. Today, Dorothy is mostly seen by children wearing a blue dress and sometimes tries to talk to the children. She can also be seen looking out of one of the first story windows in one of the guest rooms, and sometimes in the large front room, which has a balcony which overlooks the street. She was also the daughter of the hotel manager at the time, so did have access to a lot of the rooms. So she is seen in, around, and outside the hotel as well. So if you're ever around her, you might see someone in a blue dress trying to talk to children. That'll be Dorothy. Oh,
was she a child when she died?
I don't have that age, but I believe she was in her teens. Mm. There is reference to her as being slightly older than, but she was a child herself, but sort of an older child. But she used to frequent the hotel a lot, as I say, because her dad was a manager. So
yeah,
she used to go everywhere. There's also unexplained cold spots inside the hotel, which, as we know from the other episodes we do and people we've spoken to, that could be a sign that there's spiritual activity in there. Generally, a lot of cold spots happen when there's spirits in the area. They think that maybe Dorothy has some company, other entities who can't quite leave the place because they loved it so much when they were still alive. The original owner of the hotel, Dr. John Singleton Mead, is potentially one of the spirits, and they believe he might be keeping an eye on the living of those who visit the hotel. It could be one of the many guests that have been there over the years, that maybe were gang-related deaths, that kind of thing. Other spirits could have been following people round, and there are reports of other spirits, not just girls in blue dresses. There's also a spirit of an older woman in the hotel as well. She haunts one of the second floors. And she's also been seen looking out of a second floor window by visitors. They think she might actually be the mother of Dorothy Dunn staying here because the spirit of her daughter is also there. So that, coupled with the children crying, Dorothy being seen in the street, the fact that she was documented to have been drowned accidentally whilst her dad was still the manager of the hotel, lends weight to the fact that, as I say, Ghost Adventures went and looked at the whole town. There's other buildings, including a museum in the area, whereby spirits have also been spotted and documented, as well as orbs, all that kind of stuff, and all in what is now an actual ghost town, living up to its name.
It doesn't like that big of a hotel, like, to have quite a lot of activity there.
Yeah, it is a small hotel. I think it's like one of the, because there's quite a few hotels in the area, when it was quite a small active town. I don't think it didn't need to, it doesn't even look that big. I don't know how many rooms it's got, but looking at it, it looks like it's only the two floors there, and it can't have gone back too far. So I would imagine it's only a handful of rooms. But yeah,
cool place to stay.
Yeah. And this, as I say, now nobody's lived there since the '70s. So this is definitely a proper ghost town.
It's crazy how towns just get abandoned, especially like the gold rush towns, where just everyone moves in for a few years and once the gold's gone, it's just left.
Yeah, because there are reports of about nearly $1 million worth. It's $975,000 worth of gold was found over the time it was in part of the gold rush. So it is, there was a lot of money to be made, and that was nearly $1 million back then. So you can imagine what that would be like 150 years later.
Yeah.
Ridiculous amount of money. So it's no wonder you'd get people flocking there, 10,000 people. Then along with that, you'd get all the gangs turning up, because where there's money, there's always people trying to make free money, as it were. Yeah. And then you've got corrupt officials with the sheriff. He got found out. He got hanged. His gang got lynched. 22 people got hanged.
Literally sounds like the Wild West. That literally is the Wild West.
I can, every time I was reading it and I was reading the stories, and I just had in my head, I just had like, I could see it now, like something out of Red Dead Redemption, something like that. Like people firing off guns all over the place. That's probably quite a stereotypical English view of what the Wild West gold slinging towns were, but
Yeah, it's
yeah,
mad
that.
because like when I do, I obviously going back to sort of our history in poker. When I read a lot about sort of how poker developed, and it was around the gold towns where they all go to. That's where the money was. That's where the businessmen were. So the poker players would go to these towns where the gold rushes were to play poker against these people that had now suddenly become rich and wanted to gamble and stuff. And it's crazy.
Get a slice of the action easily. That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
And interestingly, when I was looking into Montana, there's actually a TV program currently on. It's on Discovery, and it's called My Terror Town. And it's a ghost town called Gunslinger Gulch in Montana. It's this gold, it's 52 acres, I think it is. And this family bought it. Bought the ghost town, and it's made up of buildings that have been bought in from other areas of America. And as soon as they moved in, paranormal activity all over the place. There's actually a six
Wow.
part mini docu-series on it called My Terror Town, where they follow this family. It's like mummified cats found underneath the buildings, and that was one I was going to use for this episode. Because it is quite a rich thing, but because these buildings have come in from other places, it didn't feel quite so Montanary. But and it's interesting following on from Missouri on the last episode, where you talk about ghost towns as well. People just go in and then just leave as soon as they get like as fast as they get in there, they move back out years later and it becomes empty again. It's mad. It's mad, and I can't even imagine it in the UK like that.
No, no.
We haven't got the space anyway, but
No, and the council would claim it and build into something else.
it'd be taxed and all sorts. But yeah, so that's part of something that seems to come up in like the Midwest and the, sort of the middle part of the US as well. So yeah, interesting. So that was episode 26. Montana.